your name. Well, I wish I had mine back. You say I'm the only one to blame, but I know better than that.
Our good friend Sean Stone joins us now. He is here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. He serves the role as our cultural correspondent, and we are thrilled that he comes in to tell us what is happening in the world of the arts and check in and find out what's happening in movies and on area stages. And it's always good to have Sean with us. Good morning. How are you?
I am thrilled to be here.
You know what? I even believe you a little bit.
I try to sound sincere, but I just can't sell it. This is the problem with my whole life. We'll move on.
What does he say? I know you're being sincere, and yet, we all have to work on that, don't we? So you went to go see Home Again.
Yes, this is the Reese Witherspoon romantic comedy, and it actually is delightful. I enjoyed it. She's a woman who's just split with her husband. She's moved back to California. There's an enormous amount of backstory in this movie. She has like this. Over the opening credits, this long exposition where she explains about her life, which was kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not usually in favor of that, but I thought, okay, they're trying to do something. It's not Nancy Myers. It's the daughter of Nancy Myers who made this movie. And it has a lot of Hollywood insidery stuff in it. But the characters are believable, and she makes romantic choices that are believable mistakes. Let's put it that way.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So the beginning of the movie, so like previously on Home Again.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
With absolutely gorgeous L.A. settings, you know. Not the L.A. I know from when I visit there, but the L.A. other people know, you know.
The one they can get into.
Exactly.
That we're not allowed into.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Home Again is the movie, and it's playing now. And then some cool events. I mentioned this one this morning, but it's great. New York State Writers Institute tonight.
Yes, at the University at Albany Recital Hall at the Uptown campus. It's a celebration of spoken word poetry with Tehimbra Jess, Pulitzer Prize winner, but also UAlbany students are going to be reading their poetry. So.
That's right,
and it's a happening.
He's doing a seminar this afternoon, I believe, at 4:15. And then this event tonight. But the 2017 Pulitzer Prize winner for poetry, and the book is amazing. So really cool event.
Yes, this is a good thing.
Head on out to that tonight, 7:00.
Also tonight at 7:00 at the Madison Theater on Madison Avenue in Albany. It's the silent film, The Cat and the Canary, which is interesting because, you know, it was remade a bunch of times. There's a Bob Hope version, which is sort of mostly comedy horror. This is like horror with comedy, and it's a pretty great movie.
And who is in this one?
Laura LaPlante, if you're familiar with your silent film stars. But it's interesting because it was a director named Paul Lenny, who's German, who died young, and he made like three great movies, and this is one of them. So
excellent. The Cat and the Canary, Madison Theater tonight, 7:00.
And, of course, there's the big Fresh Grass Festival going on at Mass MoCA featuring Railroad Earth, Brandi Carlile. Sarah is interviewing her, the Del McCurry Band, and a whole platoon of musicians for 3 days.
Amazing stuff.
And then at the Egg in Albany, it's Hooray for the Riff Raff, which is... She's also known as Alinda Lee Segarra. Xenia Rubinos and our intro music, Carrie Rodriguez. That's part of the series at the Egg. Cohoes Music Hall Friday. It's the Garcia Project. This is one of those things where they take a set list from the Jerry Garcia Band, and they play the entire set list. It's like they recreate it. This is the future of entertainment, by the way. Just to let you know what things are going to be coming on through the next 20 years.
Is that what we're going to do? Just grab somebody else's set list and go to town?
Yeah, you know, as the originals die off, we're just going to roll with it. Then Cafe Lena at Saratoga Springs Friday night. Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio. She has a new album. It's apparently at the top of the folk charts. There's a really cool exhibit opening at the New York State Museum on Saturday. It's called Enterprising Waters, New York's Erie Canal. This is phase one of the exhibit. Phase two is next year. But they have like a giant apparatus. I mean, I saw the picture of it, but you have to go there and see it in person. You know, it's like some sort of giant thing that used to move, you know, in a warehouse. It would move the freight from this side of the warehouse to that side of the warehouse.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's an actual historical thing. But it's one of those things you can only see at a place like the New York State Museum, you know.
Enterprising Waters. And will it actually be in operation at that?
No.
You just look at it.
You just look at
it. All right. They're not moving things from one end to the other.
We're not gonna risk that.
Insurance is so expensive these days.
Exactly. And then Saturday morning from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Riverfront Park in Troy, it's the Enchanted City Steampunk Fair, which is cosplay and eccentric imaginary 19th century steampunk stuff. I mean, it's a whole world unto itself.
I don't get it. I've tried to understand it. We've had guests in here who've tried to explain it to me. We've had the curators of such festivals in here trying to explain it to me. I have two books on my desk that are about it. I just don't quite get it. And here's the problem. I think I know what it is, and then I just don't understand why anybody would be.
I think it is people who wish that we went right from the Victorian age to jetpacks, but didn't have all that digital stuff in between.
Okay, and didn't change our clothes.
No.
Okay.
Lots of layers and hats and
all right.
Furs, that sort of thing, yeah.
Well, I will try to become re-familiar and try to bone up here.
They do go all out, though. It is an impressive thing.
The Enchanted City Steampunk Fair on Riverfront Park in Troy.
And then we have Pearlpalooza. Next week we have Larkfest, which is uptown Albany.
Always exciting.
Now we have Pearlpalooza, which is downtown Albany with a bunch of bands, K-Flay, Rubber Bucket, Arkells, Colony House, Kimono Dragons. It's on North Pearl Street. It's from 1 to 9 p.m. And then, as you had your interview with the great Randy Newman, he's at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday night. I was there the last time he was here. It was actually one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
Now, I didn't mention this during the interview, but I was looking at set lists from the last couple concerts, let's say 10, 12. He does a lot of songs. There's like 40 songs in the set list.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Now, admittedly, most of them are rather short, but that is a great, and they're all, like, everything you want to be there is there.
Yes. And he's very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, his, in between the really great songs is a lot of really funny banter. And also, he doesn't care. I think... It was a competition who got to review it back in the day, and I raised my hand first. But I remember writing, he looked as likely to be there to move the piano as play it. I mean, he just, you know,
a little rumpled.
He's got the Bing Crosby bad Hawaiian shirt,
you know,
and he just doesn't care.
Does his thing.
Exactly, and moves on.
Good stuff. Randy Newman, Troy Savings Bank Music Hall tomorrow, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. New movies.
The latest Darren Aronofsky mind torturer is called Mother. It has an exclamation point in the title. It's Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem and Ed Harris. And everyone seems to be torturing Jennifer Lawrence for some reason in the trailer. It looks disturbing. So, well, you know.
And that's her boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Darren Aronofsky?
Yeah,
okay.
He's one of those directors. And then we have...
He's one of those directors.
Yep.
All right.
Then we have American Assassin, which is a big action thriller with lots of violence. And then we have California Typewriter, which is actually interesting. It's a documentary about a typewriter shop in Berkeley and all of the obsessive typewriter collectors who go there to get them fixed, and it includes Tom Hanks. And the trailer is enormously entertaining, so I'm looking forward to this one.
Good stuff. You can find Sean's list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.